USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is providing some possible reasons for a spike in coronavirus cases around the United States.
Cases started to rise among young Americans shortly after demonstrations, which you know very well about, which presumably triggered a broader relaxation of mitigation efforts nationwide, and a substantial increase in travel also was a cause. Increased gathering on holidays such as Memorial Day, as well as young people closely congregating at bars and probably other places, maybe beaches.
President Trump speaking there during the coronavirus task force briefing. The president also sending federal agents to stop a rampage in violence in cities such as Chicago and Albuquerque. The mayor of Chicago telling citizens to call 911 on federal agents if they see something that doesn't look right. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A pair of Democratic senators are requesting an ethics probe after Ivanka Trump appeared to endorse a minority-owned business, Goya Foods. Delaware Senator Tom Carper and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren sent a letter to the Office of Government Ethics inquiring about possible disciplinary action for Ivanka Trump, who serves as senior advisor in the White House. The president's daughter facing criticism after posting a photo last week of herself holding a can of Goya black beans. Tropical Storm Gonzalo is now forecast to become the first hurricane of the 2020 season by early Thursday morning. Meanwhile, folks in Eau Claire, Wisconsin are cleaning up after a tornado ripped through the area. Now, as that storm moves east, folks on the East Coast are now on high alert, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Severe thunderstorms are threatening over 50 million Americans across the Northeast today. Tornadoes are also in the forecast from West Virginia to Massachusetts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A meeting between House Republicans got a little heated at times as Liz Cheney was called out for some of her criticisms of President Trump. Cheney stood her ground and tells Fox News the Republican Party is a Big Ten party that has lots of ideas.
We have a different set of different opinions in our conference. I think that's a good thing. I think that if you look, for example, at what the Democrats do, you have a situation where, you know, they believe in the cancel culture. They're trying to ensure that only people who believe a certain set of things are allowed to speak. On our side of the aisle, it's a healthy thing for us to have those kinds of debates and discussions. I'm sure we'll have more as things go along, but the fundamental point here is that we're unified in making sure that President Trump is reelected in November, that Nancy Pelosi is no longer Speaker, that we take back the majority in the House, and that we ensure that we hold the majority in the Senate.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt continues to work from home after being diagnosed with COVID-19. He says he feels 100% and that those around him are doing well.
No one that I came into direct contact with since last Saturday has tested positive.
The governor continues,
We're not out of the woods yet, but it underscores the opportunity for Oklahoma to tackle COVID-19 when we take personal action and listen to the guidance from our public health officials.
And finally, Major League Baseball set to begin their 60-game season on Thursday with two games. The rest of the schedule kicks off on Friday and Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.